Hi, I'm Richard Randall, and welcome to Your Real Estate Voice with Barb Schlinker, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and the host of the program. This is the weekly radio show that informs and educates you on how to buy or sell real estate with Colorado's real estate authority, that is Barb Schlinker. Barb Schlinker is a retired Navy veteran. Barb is an author. Barb Schlinker is also a pilot, and Barb and her team enjoy all that Colorado and the Front Range have to offer. Barb, always great to be talking with you. Now, we air Your Real Estate Voice every Saturday, and if you can't listen to the entire show, always available on Barb's site, barbhasthebuyers.com, or just go to your favorite podcast platform, iHeartRadio, Spotify, whatever, and search for Barb. You'll find her there. Every week, Your Real Estate Voice covers great information about the housing market and one of people's largest assets, your home. Barb, so what will we be talking about today?
Well, let's start a little bit about the market because it is not behaving right now, not like we thought. So, just to put it in perspective, last year from February all the way through June, prices went up, up, up in El Paso County in the Pikes Peak region. Denver is still pretty hot, but Colorado Springs is softening a bit because interest rates have gone up, volume of sales have dropped, inventory has increased. So, we have to make sure that we price our home absolutely realistically versus optimistically. So we're going to kind of talk about what's going on in the market right now. And we'll cover kind of what we're seeing in the trends and, of course, what you can do about it in the first segment. And then we're also going to talk about how long does it take to sell a home? I get that question all the time, and it really depends on the seller's priority. And then the third thing would be how to sell a home, how to get this right in a market that's shifting. Because last year is not like this year, it's completely changed. And last but not least, I'm getting this question a lot when I go out and meet with home sellers. Will this new ruling about the NAR lawsuit, National Association of Realtors, represent the end of 6% commissions? As always, I love talking about my hot new listings. Richard?
You sure do. We'll do that a little bit later in the program. Now, Barb, as we wade into this prime selling season, what's in store for the future of the area's real estate market? And how do home sellers solve the problem if their homes aren't selling?
Well, Richard, it's all about interest rates. So back during the boom, the rates were about 3%. That made house payments very affordable for buyers, and it drove the prices up. But the rates have gone up, and there is absolutely no indication right now from the Fed that they're going to lower the rates anytime soon. In fact, if this inflation keeps going, it's highly likely they may raise the rates again. Right now, a 30-year fixed is sitting at 7.44%. The VA loan is just under 7%. And so you either have to be priced very realistically or you have to offer some kind of incentive to the buyer to make them want to make an offer on your home. And the other thing that's really happened is that the pending sales have dropped by 14%. That's a big number. And that's all about interest rates. The kind of rule of thumb is every increase of interest rates by 1% means a 10% drop in the buyer population. We're actually seeing a little bit more than that. Inventory, the number of available homes has gone up by 20%. And it hasn't quite happened yet, but we're starting to see signs that the prices are softening. I just did a real screenshot on what's going on in Colorado Springs, looking at my software that gives me data all around the area. And basically, what we're seeing is it's kind of the same as it was. It hasn't moved that much. We are seeing a trend of the prices actually heading back down again in the county and the inventory rising. So, what does that mean if you're a home seller? It means that you have to be priced right. Don't get me wrong, homes are selling, but it's only the ones that are priced right. With the rates going up and the number of available homes, the inventory up, the result is a higher average days on market, almost 90 days. Guess what that 90-day mark is? Right now it's 85 days. 90-day average days on market is an indication of not a seller's market anymore, more like a buyer's market, more like the buyers are going to get some wiggle room in negotiating. But here's the problem. Ever since the boom, the average buyer won't negotiate. If the home is not priced the way they want it, they won't even go look at it. That's why pricing is so important. I see so many home sellers that decide, hey, I want to price a little bit high just in case they ask me for stuff. But at the end of the day, if you're priced just right, you're actually going to get buyers that don't ask for stuff. As we see the inventory go up, more than likely, we're going to see some prices come down or soften just a little bit. Last time this year, the average interest rate was in the low sixes. That's why the prices went up. Right now, you need to make almost $100,000 a year just to buy a home in the area. So I really feel like even though the inventory is going to be uncommonly low as compared to years past, the problem is the buyers, especially the first-time home buyers, cannot afford the payment. But you know what? There is a pent-up demand of buyers looking to buy nice homes. I know it because I test it every single day. We just put a couple of homes on the market that were priced very realistically, and all three of them got multiple offers. And the way you do that is you price it right. So even though we're seeing the prices kind of head back up towards last year's range, what we are seeing, though, is that fewer buyers can afford homes right now, and that's because interest rates are higher. So if you are thinking of making a move, you want to make sure that you get with the agent that really knows how to price the home right so you make the most money. My name is Barb Schlinker. I'm the host of this show, your real estate voice. I'm also the broker owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Barb has the buyer's team. And we're talking about, what do we do now if we're seeing that our house is sitting on the market and nothing's going on? So after the next break, we're going to talk about what you can expect to see going forward this summer and what to do with this new market condition. And my website, you can go there anytime. It's barbhasthebuyers.com. I have over 28,877 buyers in waiting just on my little website. Typically, I can match at least 100 buyers to your home. So if you are thinking of making a move and you'd like to get a free in-home consultation on what to do and what not to do to get your house ready for sale, give us a call, 719-301-3900, or go to barbhasthebuyers.com. Richard?
Now, Barb, we're discussing the current real estate market and how people can be prepared if they want to buy or sell. So what should home sellers expect and do in a market situation like this one? You've seen most of it before.
Well, Richard, the outlook is if rates continue to go up or even stay the same, and inventory absolutely historically always goes up going into the summer, it could mean a slight rollback in prices. But that doesn't mean a lot. Like, as an example, I helped a seller recently who we looked at identical similar sales and we priced it that way, recent sales, and it just nothing happened. We got kind of a low turnout. We've got just a few showings. And the rule of thumb is if you're getting very few showings and no offers, you're probably 3 to 5% off. So we made an adjustment like that, and immediately we got two buyers, played them against each other, and we were able to actually sell it for full market value. And what was interesting, Richard, is this agent, one of the agents, was trying to intimidate me into telling her what the other offer was, which I can't do that. My goal is to get the most money for the seller. And so she found this really twisted way to say, well, is that a bidding war? Are you just collecting offers? That's not the way I do it. I've been doing this 6 years, and this is how I do it. So if you have permission to share the terms with me, then it will give me a target of where I can price the home or where I can perhaps make an offer to give the seller what they want. And I thought it was kind of a twisted way to try to get that intel from me. I can't share that. I can only share that there are other offers and tell them, make their best and highest. Do you think that's fair?
I think it's fair. I mean, you are great at marketing. They don't teach that in real estate school, but you've had a couple of decades to learn how to do that. And your obligation is to your client, not to somebody else.
Right. It was entertaining for me, to say the least, but she did help me get the price up on the other buyer. And then we got full market value and a better contract. So because the rates were lower last year, because there was probably about the same, maybe a little bit 20% less inventory at the time, that's what made prices go up. And I know people have heard other people say that, 1% drop in interest rates will make the market go crazy. That's probably true. But what we're seeing right now is in Teller County, the inventory is relatively flat. In Pueblo County, it's relatively flat. In Douglas County, it's heading up just a little bit. But in El Paso County, it's going up quite a bit, and yet we don't have the buyers to absorb that inventory. So, and it's all about payment. So, in order to do this, what should you do in this market? Well, be like the builders. The builders have more sales going on than probably any other group of sellers right now in this market because they know what the buyers want. They want a move-in ready house, they want a low payment. So, they were able to accomplish that by offering incentives for the buyers to make that happen. And make sure your home is show ready. If just even little cosmetic things like carpet and paint can make a difference between a buyer saying yes to your house or turning their nose up and going over to a brand new home, even though the lot isn't as good. And as long as you price it very realistically versus optimistically, that is how you get the most money. And pricing absolutely is the magic bullet when it comes to selling homes. I know that because we sell homes every single week. We know exactly what we can expect. And typically, when we price a home realistically, they will sell and they will sell for top dollar. So, if you are thinking of making a move, maybe you don't want to go through the traditional sales process. We actually can get you multiple guaranteed upfront cash offers. We can even guarantee your price or we'll pay you the difference. So, to find out more, call or text 719-301-3900 or go to barbhasthebuyers.com. Richard?
You're listening to Your Real Estate Voice. That's Barb Schlinker. She is your real estate voice, and she's with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, co-host of the program. I don't like that. 3, 2, 1. You're listening to Your Real Estate Voice with Barb Schlinker. She is your real estate voice and the proprietor of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. If you're thinking of making a move, call Barb. She's the host of the program. You can reach her at 719-301-3900 or visit barbhasthebuyers.com. Take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about how long does it take to sell a Colorado home like yours.